thank you for tuning in to my podcast called Chelsea Saves the World. So if you're kind of confused about me calling this Chelsea Saves the World, that's not because I am literally saving the world. It's because I'm talking about subjects I think people in the world should be educated on, stuff like past history of the earth and all that other cool stuff that's happening online. It's just really anything that I feel people should be educated on. Now I'm starting with a topic that I think a lot of people do know about. It's just important to me that a lot of people are educated on this, because especially in science classes, if you may be talking about this, now you already have your background knowledge on this. I'm just trying to enlighten it. I will be providing some definitions throughout this. I'm going to stop at some words. I just have my computer here with all the notes that I took on this so that I have a basis to base this around. Next time, I think I'm going to start talking about climate change and that kind of stuff. So if you would like to see that kind of podcast, just let me know. I don't know if you can comment on this or like whatever, but if you think like you have a subject that you would like me to touch base on with everyone that you think is important for people, just let me know and I will try to touch base on it. So starting with the birth of our solar system, about 4.6 billion years ago, there was a giant cloud of matter. And when I say matter, this is a giant cloud filled with hydrogen, helium, dust, gas. It's basically not your ordinary cloud. Like, it's not the type of cloud that you look up in the sky and you see. Now, the formal name for this is called a solar nebula, which a solar nebula is just like a nebula. A lot of people know about nebulas. I can touch base on that at the end, but yeah. So inside the ball of mass, or this cloud, if you will, a lot of hot stars were exploding themselves in giant supernovas, which if you don't know what a supernova is, it's a star that suddenly increases greatly in brightness because of a catastrophic explosion that ejects most of its mass. So it's basically a bunch of stars, they get super bright and then they explode because of pressure being put on them. Okay. Now over the course of 100,000 years, this cloud collapsed. And yeah, so this cloud had collapsed in the first, 1,000-2,000 years. And then when we get into like 98,000, all those years, the giant cloud of mass has turned into a disc, like a frisbee type disc. Since nothing can be flat in this world, everything has a dimension, two-dimensional things cannot exist in our world. So inside the disc lived a decent-sized protostar, which a protostar is a contracting mass of gas, which represents an early stage in the formation of a star before nucleosynthesis has begun. So before the star starts to evolve, it's the beginning of a star, like the very early stages of a star, like the birth of a star. But this one was a pretty large one. And that's not the only thing still floating around. So there are little mineral grains called chondrules, which, again, if you don't know what a chondrule is, like I just said, they're spherical, they're mineral grains in large numbers. And they have, some are in, like, meteorites, which, if you know what a meteorite is, it's basically like a giant ball of rock and gas and all that other stuff. They go flying through the sky, and those are super cool until they crash. But yeah, so that is what a chondrule is. They're those little things, and they can get attached to them. So the little chondrules began to form into larger ones, which basically means that the tinier ones, they all clumped together and made one big one. And those chondrules, when they got together, there were the building blocks of planets and mountains and asteroids. And asteroids also crashed like that, like I said. Okay, so during the process of the chondrules going together, asteroid Bennu was formed, which is also known as the floating time capsule of our solar system, since it had existed all that time ago. We're talking still about 4.3 million years ago, around that range, like, or, you know, even closer, probably like 4.5 billion years ago, close to that 4.6 billion years that the solar system has been alive, or been proven to be alive. So, Bennu was formed, again, known as a floating time capsule, and now there are a bunch of mini planets just floating around, because that's what the conjoules form. They form the building blocks for planets. An actual planet formed, like, near the protostar. Which planet that is, I don't know, because the protostar and the planet began to touch, and they grew closer and closer and closer until the protostar exploded. Okay? So that exploded the entire cloud. It wiped everything out. Okay? And in the remains of the cloud was left the sun. So the protostar and the mini planet have formed together and exploded together, creating this giant ball of mass, sucking the whole cloud in, making what we now know as our sun. So meanwhile, on the outer edge of our solar system, not necessarily close to the sun, Jupiter was formed. And after about 500 million years, many people do believe that Jupiter did move closer to the sun. So that meant that Jupiter was farther away, but it had moved closer. And since Jupiter is such a large planet, its gravity at the time was so overpowering that it broke the asteroid belt. So asteroids began to fling toward the inner planets, which, mind you, all the conjoules that had made planets, they had all become, they became planets. Now, I don't know exactly those, but we're going to touch base with Earth and how Earth is a thing, like how that became a planet closer to the end. So the asteroids began to fling toward all the planets, and it destroyed their crust, leaving gaping holes and craters in their dust, possibly even leaving some valleys in Earth. And throughout all this ruckus, asteroid Bennu was still floating around, and it had still survived. It was unharmed. So for a while, the solar system was pretty boring, and nothing big happened until about 1 billion years ago, when Bennu had a huge collision with an asteroid, which broke Bennu into millions of pieces, tore it to shreds. There was not much left of it. But thankfully, some of its broken off pieces collided all together. They came back together like the conjoules once did, and a smaller Bennu was formed. So recently, the smaller Bennu was thrown back near Earth and Venus. So scientists are now really interested in looking into Bennu and the full and complete story behind it, since all they know is that, like, it had existed. Like I said, there was that time period of about a billion years where it was pretty quiet. Okay, so now that we've talked about the solar system itself, I'm going to just touch base on Earth and all that stuff, and then I'll close it out. And I really do hope that you enjoyed this. So now that you do have a lot of background knowledge with what was happening in the universe and how the solar system was formed, we're going to learn about the planet that we called home, Earth. So we're back. We're going to go back again about 4.6 billion years ago when the sun was formed. And since Earth is one of the inner planets, it was one of the first planets to be formed. As I said, Jupiter, once again, it had formed near the outer edge. And if you don't already know this, which I think it is pretty much a common known fact, all the planets there aren't in a full straight line. Like, they're not in a straight line. You can't look from one to another and, like, see them. Like, they're pretty far away from each other. But we do know that they're all out there, or at least the more commonly known ones. Not many people actually talk about the dwarf planets and all those other planets, but they're still out there. They're just not commonly talked about. So we're back again 4.6 billion years ago, and Earth is one of the first planets ever formed. So Earth is formed in layers, as you know, starting with the core. That was the first layer that was formed. So those things called chondrules, they come back again, and those little piles of rock formed together, and they made the core of the Earth. So the core of the Earth is made from those chondrules. So the heavier materials clump together in the center, while the lighter materials stay close to the outside of the planet. That's how, like, gravity tied in. So that is why the crust of the Earth is a lot thinner and easier to break than it is to get through the upper mantle, the lower mantle. And you really can't even get through there because there's a lot of lava. And, you know, you can't really touch that because it's just a bad idea. So as millions of years go by, Earth took in a lot of different gases. And those gases we now call our atmosphere. So all those gases from the solar system formed together, came together, and they made a nice ring around Earth. Not that you can see it, but it's there. That made an atmosphere. A billion years after Earth was formed, Theia, a Mars-sized planet, crashed into Earth, pretty much destroying it. Kind of what happened with Bennu, but Theia was actually a planet. So the stray pieces of Earth got stuck in its atmosphere, forming our moon. So our moon is really just a bunch of pieces of the old Earth. So after many years of icy comets hitting Earth, Earth gained tons of water. So basically when Theia had crashed into Earth, the pieces Theia had like came into Earth. So they were now one together, which kind of makes sense since, you know, Earth isn't like fully... It's one thing. Like, you know what I mean? With, like, the whole crust thing. It's like a little... Like, the core is like a little planet inside of Earth, if you get that. So, basically, the pieces that were destroyed, they formed the moon. And after many years, like I just said, Earth had gained tons of water. Or, did I say this? I think I did. After many years of icy comets hitting Earth, Earth gained tons and tons of water. Which, that water we now call... oceans, rivers, lakes, they're bodies of water, and etc. So now we're back again, billions of years later, and Earth has definitely evolved since the beginning. And, you know, Earth is just like people. It began to provide a safe environment for us. Like, I know that this is a whole other subject about the asteroid that hit Earth and wiped out all the dinosaurs all that time ago. You know? But if that didn't happen, you know, we probably wouldn't be here right now. I wouldn't be talking to you because that's just, like, how Earth worked. So I think it's very important that we acknowledge that. So I do thank you for tuning in. Just gonna let you know some of the places where I got my information from. I watched 2 YouTube videos, which if you would like to check them out, one is called Less Than 5, How is Planet Earth Formed? The other one is called The Formation of Our Solar System in 4K Ultra HD. You can also check out some articles that I looked at, which one is called Formation of the Solar System, Birth of Our World's Image. Or that's not really an article. I think that's an image. Yes, I did put a picture in here just in case I want to talk about that. But I kind of already talked about the fact about with Jupiter and all that stuff. And yes, another article that I looked at was called How Did the Solar System Form? Which you're welcome to check out any of these sources. I think that it would even be beneficial for you to look at a couple of them, especially since all I can give you is what I found from those sources. So yeah, thank you for tuning in, and I hope you like this. If you have any suggestions for something that you'd like me to talk about, just let me know, and I will see you guys next time on Chelsea Saves the World.